addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And good morning and welcome to Community Matters this Saturday. This is Jim McClure, your host this week, along with Kathy Seberg, Executive Director of the Walworth County Visitors Bureau. And Kathy, welcome to Community Matters and WGTD this fine weekend.
Hello.
Great to have you back. We've talked before a few times wearing my Walworth County News Bureau hat about all there is to do. I believe there were sailboats in the water last we talked. And as someone who's lived in the area for 3 years now and lived in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin, you tend to think of Walworth County, tend to think of it as sailboats on the water in summer, but oh no, there's much to do in winter, isn't there?
Oh yes, and you could still find the sailboats on the water. They'll just have runners on them.
We'll talk about ice fishing too. Among all the things that are happening this weekend, let's get right to what will be of most help to the people right now who are out there in public radio land on their cars or getting up with their coffee now at about 11:17 this Saturday. What's the big thing to do this Saturday, this weekend?
If you want to walk around downtown, there's a lot of really cool, unique boutique shops that line the streets. It's a really fun shopping experience. And our dining is fantastic. Baker House, which is right along the lake, just across the street from Flatiron Park, they have an ice bar that's really, really cool and fun. And if you haven't been to Lake Geneva in a while, you really should come and see what's new and exciting.
There is a lot new in Lake Geneva, and even if there wasn't major change, there's a different seasonal feel. Let's talk a little bit about the tempo of downtown Lake Geneva. How do things change in the winter versus what you might be used to, as many of our listeners are who are in Racine County and Kenosha County and northern Illinois? It's different than when you might see in June, July, or August, isn't it?
Well, this weekend it'll be busy. It'll look like June, July, or August in downtown. During this weekend, they're instead of swimming at the beach, which is right down next to the Riviera, they will have helicopter rides. And, you know, in the past they've had ice skating. When it's been really cold, the visitors can park on the ice. You can see the ice shanties out there. Now, I'm not sure how the ice is this year. We've had a couple warm days in the last couple weeks. But there's lots to do. And Grand Geneva is having their winter carnival on Saturday also. And they have, like, human bowling and lots of skiing activities and winter fun stuff. Sledding, lots of ice skating throughout the county. It's just a warm, you know, grab your hot chocolate, walk through the downtown feel.
Yeah, it didn't end with the holidays, did it?
It absolutely did not end with the holidays.
Although, with the warm-ups and such we had, I know that, you know, earlier this week I was thinking, and definitely last weekend I was thinking, good gosh, how are we going to have enough cold or enough snow? I think we had like a week ago Saturday, we had like a 40-degree day or an almost 50. Was there anyone kind of holding their breath, or did the long-range forecast kind of support that things would be pretty good for today and tomorrow on Sunday?
Well, even if we have green grass, we have snow. thanks to our friends at Grand Geneva who provide the snow with their snowmaking machines for their ski hills, mm-hmm. They provide the snow for the snow blocks. And they're standing there. They are carving as we speak.
Let's hop into our Walworth County Visitors Bureau helicopter of the mind, as long as there are helicopter rides available this weekend. And I want to do a service to our listeners in our area who may not be familiar with the Walworth County area. Let's start with the resorts, and let's take it from the east side, which is, in some parts, is really only 30 minutes from Highway 50. If you watch the speeding ticket, maybe 35. But very convenient to get to. Grand Geneva, the history of it, it started as a Hugh Hefner's place in the 60s or 70s, somewhere in there?
Yeah, it was the Playboy Club.
And how did it evolve over time to what it is today? Because it really is much bigger than what he originally envisioned, which was pretty big to start with.
It was the Americana for a while. You know, they've had the ski hill. That's always been a part of it. And Marcus Corporation purchased it, and they have been running it and have done an amazing job. It is just a gorgeous property. They have horseback riding. They have trails, cross-country trails, hiking. They have, obviously, the ski hill. Great golf courses. They have Bruton Highlands. And they really do offer experiences all year round.
And a lot of family-oriented things. It's no longer Bunnies and Bob Hope and Sammy Davis Jr. For the High Life Playboy. It really beautiful, snuggle up to the fire type things. And I understand it's not unusual for families to be in swimsuits running around in water out there. How does that happen?
No, there's another property owned by Marcus called Timber Ridge, and they have an indoor water park. And so, you know, it's one of two that we have in the county, but it is the largest, and it is a fun destination for families. Yeah. They have suites, so, you know, if you have a big family, you want to come and make it an affordable weekend, Timber Ridge is your destination.
And resorts, we move farther out to Geneva Ridge, starting with what was the Geneva Ridge Resort, now known as The Ridge, started out as Interlaken. And the way I kind of explain it to people, but I think you can explain it better, the Ridge in one way is kind of the hotel of Geneva National and the golf course, but it has a lot to offer there too, including an ice rink and other things.
It does. I would also consider the Ridge to be the hotel of Geneva National. I know Geneva National is known for its golf course. And they also have the Hunt Club Steakhouse, which is fine dining, fantastic restaurant. It's not in the hotel or the clubhouse for the golf. It's a separate, so you don't feel like you have to go into the resort to enjoy the food. The Geneva Ridge does have, you know, during the summer months, they have an outdoor pool. They have a fabulous patio. But in the winter, they turn their cement slab that they usually hold weddings on and put up a tent into an ice rink. And, you know, the public is more than welcome to come. They rent out ice skates and they serve hot chocolate, and it's just a really fun time.
And the view across Lake Como from the lounge, and also you can sit down there by a fire pit when it's cold outside.
Yep, they have an outdoor fire pit, as does Grand Geneva. So, you know, if it's really cold, I don't know how much they turn it on, but it is an option. And, yeah, the views they have in their restaurant and their lounge at the Ridge, they have windows all the way across the back that overlook the lake.
Moving farther west along State Highway 50, which is the main drag between Lake Geneva and Kenosha, the Geneva National Resort is where the country club is, the public golf course, and if you need a place to stay, the Inns, which is a small little golf course experience.
You know, and those are right on the same property next to the Ridge Hotel. So, yeah, so there's some more options for families to attend, more like condo experiences.
When 50 crosses State Highway 57, the north-south highway between Williams Bay and Elkhorn, the county seat of Walworth County, we next arrive near where you are as we speak. We're across from Lake Lawn Lodge, if I'm saying that correctly, the Lake Lawn Resort. I'm using the older name. And the wonderful history of that, going back to, you know, big band and radio and all kinds of...
Well, Lake Lawn has been around since the circuses. And if my memory serves me correctly, that's how it started, was, you know, a lodging place for the circus folk. So it has evolved, and it is a fantastic destination. It sits right on the shores of Delavan Lake, and has access to the water. You know, next weekend is actually their Sky Circus on Ice, where the huge, we're talking, you can drive a car through them, kites, are flying above the lake, and they invite, you know, guests, visitors to come and, you know, view these kites, maybe try out a few, and you get to walk on the ice and play. It's on the ice, literally. It's really, really, really cool.
Fantastic. That's a great romantic idea. And moving on to other resorts in the area, if we take North South 67 down to Williams Bay, you hang a right, then you go and hang a left, and before you know it, you're in Fontana and the Abbey. What unique things does it offer along the way?
Abbey sits really close to Geneva Lake. They have a marina, and they also have ice skating and, you know, bonfires, and they have next weekend their Lego weekend, which I always take my family to. They have the Lego Master Builders come in, and they have these huge, the entire room is just filled with all these scenes. And if you're a video gamer or a Lego person, they call them Easter eggs, mm-hmm. where you look and there's all of a sudden like Darth Vader is sitting in, you know, Doctor Who's lounge or something.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
You know, these little things that are, okay, this is out of place, this is funny, or, you know, these little jokes. But they have activities for kids. They have Lego building classes. They have packages for the weekend. So that's next weekend at the Abbey, their Lego weekend. It's really, really awesome. But, you know, Lake Long, or the Abbey in itself is just set in such, if you've never been to Fontana, you should go. It's so picturesque. If you go in from the right direction, you're coming in down a hill, and it reminds me of New England. It really does. It's mm-hmm. it's just very hilly, beautiful, and you feel like you're in another world when you're there.
The view of Geneva Lake from Fontana to me is particularly striking because it's I think where you get the longest view that I can tell, where you're looking all the way from Fontana all the way to downtown Lake Geneva.
It's probably one of the best views. I mean, you can see the top of Yerkes Observatory, which is in Williams Bay, and just all the way down the lake. It's amazing.
I think we've covered a lot of the resorts, but anything I'm leaving out in terms of all the other offerings, in terms of hotels and places to stay and things that combine with the activities of a winter weekend in Walworth County?
There are so many great options. If you go to our website, which is visitwalworthcounty.com, you can find all those options. And if they're offering any specials or packages, you know, many of them are. Like Harbor Shores, which is right downtown Lake Geneva, you know, is definitely offering a Winterfest special. And so you can definitely come and have, you know, a deal and a great affordable package.
Let's say you're a resident of Walworth County. You aren't coming to stay. This is where you hang your hat. Something else that a week ago I didn't think we'd have was snow on the ground and these wonderful trails for snowmobiles. How popular is that? How organized is it? Are there literally clubs where you go from restaurant to pub to bar to downtown? Or tell me a little bit about that community and how it ties into tourism, the people that hop on those snow machines, which I assume is somewhat like how, you know, motorcyclists enjoy the same kind of recreation, get the wind in your hair.
Yes, when we have enough snow, the local clubs keep them groomed, and there are many, many local clubs. There is one organization, the Walworth County Snowmobile Alliance, who is like the umbrella over all the smaller clubs, and they have a snow line. So if you're a snowmobiler and wondering if the trails are open, they update that, and they will notify you if the trails are open. And you can also find that link under, you know, activities on our webpage. We have the link to the snowmobile club.
Kathy, as executive director of the Walworth County Visitors Bureau, how long have you had this job now?
10 years.
And how did you get into this line of work?
I have a bachelor's degree in recreation, park, and tourism administration. And I worked, you know, campgrounds, hotels, and then I interned with the Rockford Convention and Visitors Bureau. My husband was in the military, so we moved around with him for a bit, and then got the job at the Beloit Convention and Visitors Bureau, and then moved over here. So I've been probably in tourism the bulk of my life.
What branch was your husband in?
Coast Guard.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you and him for your service together. God bless the Coasties. You know, we have our own, I think, a little Coast Guard now with Geneva Lake has added a fireboat that protects. Do we ever have a mini version of the Air and Water Show where come summer we get to see, you know, boats on parade or that sort of thing?
Oh, there's, you know, Lake Lawn has a Venetian night where they have the lighted boat parade. Venetian Fest has the lighted boat parade. That's in downtown Lake Geneva, and that's in August. And, you know, the Inland Lakes Yachting Association, which we talked about over the summer, mm-hmm. they're going to be back again. So that, I believe, is in August. And it is a huge sailboat race. So lots of opportunities. It, you know, even if there's not a specific parade, if you're anywhere near the lakes, there's going to be lots of activity on the lake.
The lake is a remarkable resource. If you've never been to it, either because you've got Statue of Liberty syndrome, you live next to it and don't think about it, or because you're from somewhere outside the Walworth County area, highly recommended. And the lakeshore part of it, the aspect that you have roughly 21 miles of shoreline that are open to you, that resource, while a little harder to enjoy, is still there for much of that shoreline. What's it like in the winter to hike along the shore path?
Probably icy, would be my guess.
There's a couple impassable places I know, but lots are open, especially as you go through the individual communities.
Yes, and, you know, that shore path does stay open, you know, all year round. And if you're willing to, you know, hike through the snow, you certainly can do that and have a great experience. And it is the shore path is open along the shoreline completely around Geneva Lake.
As we fly our Visitors Bureau helicopter of the mind around Walworth County, help me understand your area of operation, because there's several in some ways interconnected visitor agencies here. What exactly falls under your wing? What areas and communities?
All of Walworth County, you know, Whitewater, East Troy, Sharon, Walworth, Fontana, Genoa City, Bloomfield, Lake Geneva, Elkhorn, Delavan, a little bit of Burlington, a little bit of Maguanago.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss any?
I think you got them all. Let's share a little love a love their way. What can one do in Burlington? Can one smell chocolate this time of year?
You can always smell chocolate in Burlington. You know, but their big festival, Chocolate Fest, is coming up, and it's always Memorial Day weekend, and that is so fun. They have a huge chocolate experience tent where you can buy a card and you can get samples, and usually is you will go home with your samples because you've eaten so much.
Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's something about next weekend, February 14th, that's vaguely related with chocolate.
Oh, no. Roses, chocolate.
All right.
Could be Valentine's Day.
it could be. So what better place to be than Burlington?
I can't think of a better place. And if you didn't know, Nestle is located in Burlington, so...
And they still are there, a significant presence.
They certainly are.
You know, that's neat. Genoa City, popularized on a CBS sitcom by one of the writers. And I think if you watch a soap opera.
Soap opera.
And I imagine if you watch it, it's not the Genoa City we know. It's not a bustling town, but Genoa City once was bustling in its Genoa Junction days when three railroads would go through there. In wintertime, two words come to mind, fish boil.
Oh.
Let's talk a little bit about Fitzgerald's Genoa Junction and what you get in this remarkable octagonal house when you go there for a weeknight or weekend meal.
Holly, for a long time, it was the only fish boil in our area. I know it's the only one in our county. Palmyra has one at Rushing Waters at the Trout House. They have a fish boil, and you know they use trout, so that's unique.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzgerald's is so good. It is right off of B in close to downtown Genoa City, and they have huge kettles, and you can watch them do the boil and the boil over. And if you've ever been to a fish boil, you'll understand why they do that and what they're doing. And they serve that, or I think it's barbecue, mm-hmm. on certain nights during the week, and it is amazing, so good.
I will bring in our expert on Fitzgerald's now, the food and dining expert, J. Joseph McClure, who works in the SysMe at WGTD. You know, it's fantastic. There's a choice of fish and ribs and chicken, and at the risk of rooting for the home team versus Door County, the difference with the Fitzgerald's experience is the fish just tastes like lobster, and the bones are out of it. And they claim, and I'm not going to argue with them, that boy, it's different from the Door County experience and better.
I would agree. I have done both, and I'm not biased or anything.
Not at all.
But Fitzgerald's, I don't think anybody can hold a candle to it.
Yeah. And the remarkable architecture tells you about Genoa City itself, an octagon house, much like Jefferson's Monticello, from the 1830s and 40s. But it's fascinating to walk around Genoa City. And certainly walking in winter is possible if you put your spikes on or your snowshoes. But you can see where the railroads came through. But to think that this was, at the turn of the century, a really big town for its time. And flip of the coin, the carriage factories in Genoa City could have been the carriage factories in Kenosha that turned into American Motors, that turned into Jockey and all the industry. It's interesting how things develop, but that is certainly a wonderful spot in Walworth County, and I love their marketing. I think they call it the gateway to...
they sit right on the Illinois border. And
US 12.
You know, Highway 12 runs right through it.
Yeah, not many cities with no stoplight that have a four-lane divided highway that starts there, and it's a main line right to Lake Geneva.
True. They have some stop signs, but, you know, it's a small, quaint community, very friendly. They have some great park systems, fabulous, like, softball and baseball program, and, you know, the fish boil. Genoa City is a great place to visit.
We're on air this Saturday morning with Kathleen Seberg, Executive Director of the Walworth County Visitors Bureau, here on Community Matters, which you are listening to on WGTD-FM, your gateway to public radio, with news and classical music for southeastern Wisconsin. Here in Walworth County, where I am at the Visitors Bureau with Kathy, we're on 103.3 FM in Lake Geneva and 101.7 in Elkhorn, 91.1 FM in Kenosha, Racine, and throughout northern Illinois, and of course on the internet around the clock, WGTT.org, and on your smartphone through various reasons. And Kathy, we're going through this huge area that you represent for tourism in Walworth County. Let's go southwest, shall we? Around US 14 and the quaint little village of Sharon that time has not forgot. There's still plenty of interesting dining and other things there to see, and beautiful architecture across the border from Harvard, Illinois.
Oh yes, and you know, and Sharon they have really figured out how to use history to their advantage. They have their Victorian Christmas parade, which is as a, you know, Victorian, as it sounds, the horse-drawn carriages, and they're lit up, and it just, they do a really good job. They have their Model A days, again, you know, bringing back, a, you know, a little piece of history. Very, very well known for their road bike routes. So they have their round de manure there. That's what it's called. Bike race.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. Yeah. Very, very popular and well attended.
Wow. Okay, that's a straight poop on that. Sorry, I had to say it. Now let's Superman it over to East Troy. Wonderful square with dining. We got to be a little patient on the railroad, don't we? But tell us on the railroad and when the next time we'll be able to hop that 8 miles of interurban historical, awesome tourist fun.
Well, I think their next, the East Troy Electric Railroad, their their next event would be the Bunny Train. And so that would be around Easter. And so, you know, you could take a you take the train and meet the Easter Bunny and family event there.
And dare I say, and nice going, Madam Executive Director, that's only 6 weeks away because this is one of those weird Easters where it falls in March.
It's an early Easter. Yes. That's all right. That just gets us ready for spring even quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Easter egg roll is more challenging if there's a little snow in the background.
True. A little harder to find those eggs if they're covered in snow.
as our Walworth County Visitors Bureau helicopter lands at HQ, it looks remarkably like an airport. If I'm not mistaken, you are sitting in what was the airport director's office across from Lake Lawn, right?
That is true. We are at Lake Lawn Airport. We actually leased the building from the resort, and the airport is still operating. We get planes that even fly in, you know, through the winter, and we were able to help the pilots find information what to do in Walworth County. And then, you know, we're so close to the highway. We have signage on the highway, which is Highway 43. And we get visitors, you know, coming in off the highway to find where to go, what to eat, what to do.
This is a pretty well-equipped place. You've got lots of stuff out here. What happens for the visitor who comes in and says, okay, I saw the sign, what do you got?
You know, it depends on what they're looking for. If they just need to kill a few hours, we try to help them with that. You know, if they're hungry, you know, obviously the first question is, well, what are you hungry for? So we just direct them and help them as best we can. You know, a lot of direction giving. Well, you need to turn left or right, and it's 10 minutes away, or it's just down the road, or make a phone call or look up a map for them.
Am I not mistaken, or do you have a nature sanctuary here? In just the last 2 or 3 minutes that we've been talking and recording, I've seen birds land about 5 inches from you, right on your window. Do you have a little feeder going
on
there?
I have a window, which I take full advantage of, so I feed the birds.
Oh, that is neat.
We get deer, we get turkey, we get the, you know, big birds, hawks, red-tailed hawks.
No big game hunting as part of your giveaways on property.
No big game hunting, and just the bird feeder.
Well, let's talk about that aspect. Hunting. I imagine, are there people who are out there hunting for things this time of year, or is that off season for winter?
I am not a hunter, so I really don't know when it's legal and when it's not. I know about November is deer.
Right.
But I don't know the rest of it. Deer Widow's Weekend. That's about all I know.
Yeah, my last hunting experience left me at Adams Collision Center fixing what was left of my car, which this will be our one public service announcement for our listeners. If you see one deer, there's always a second one coming.
If you have one crosses the road, slow down because the other one's going to be coming.
Are you a member of the deer club or know someone who is, unfortunately, who's run into one? It's a horrible experience.
I've known a few people that have had a close encounter or an actual encounter with a deer on the road, yes.
Unfortunately, to this day, my very wry, dry humor dad referred to a to our Buick as the Deerslayer, referring back to James Fenimore Cooper's novel, which, you know, unfortunately my mom had an encounter. But the deer, which we like to leave in their pristine state when we can, you really can see a lot around here if you drive slowly and look, and then you just stop on a side road and you can see entire families. They're really, really precious.
The deer seem to really like Geneva National, the golf course. So
and the turkeys.
If you're driving down 50, you can usually see some deer off to the side or, you know, crossing the road. We do have 5 rustic roads in Walworth County. And so if you really like picturesque scenery and curvy roads, slower speed limited roads, you know, check it out. We have the Rustic Road Guide that the state produces.
Ooh.
And you can get that here at our office, or you can order one from the state. But we have, again, 5 of them in our county.
There is a rustic road that I particularly like in between the Geneva National and the Ridge Resorts in downtown Lake Geneva. I forget the name of it. It starts with an S.
Snake Road.
Snake Road is breathtaking in fall, and it ain't nothing to sneeze at in winter, too. You see the most beautiful mansions, and what do you call those little homes in front? Are those gardeners'
homes? Are they the cottages?
Yeah, the caretakers.
Or the carriage houses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a beautiful, and driving north when I've been heading up near Whitewater and north of Elkhorn, some of the rustic roads there, and they do get paved, they aren't that rustic, are certainly beautiful.
Well, if you're heading, you know, on 12 going up towards Whitewater, you're going to be going right through the Kettle Moraine State Forest, which is pristine. It's just gorgeous. And, you know, there you can do fat tire biking, so that's the winter biking.
Okay.
And you can, you know, snowshoe, cross-country ski, you know, hike, anything you'd like to do. And that's the Kettle Moraine State Forest.
For the couch potato, lots to do. Active people will always have fun things to do. God bless them. For people like me who like to be warm and cozy or go on the occasional date, what do you got in the way of indoor museums and things to look at where you stay warm and don't necessarily walk a lot?
Well, maybe you like to watch the active people. So mm-hmm. If you could go to Grand Geneva and their Line and Kugel Lounge, they're in their ski chalet.
Yes.
They have a beautiful fireplace, and you can sit and have dinner and watch the skiers come down the hill. You know, there's windows all the way around.
It's like straight out of a James Bond film, too, from the 60s. I mean, you expect Sean Connery to walk in. But so much of Walworth County, and I guess it's not all that unusual when you think about it, it's like a trip to Europe or like a trip to the Western United States. Why do we have so much in one place? You almost weep for the people of Iowa and Nebraska, don't you?
Well, I've always said that, you know, whatever you would think you want to do in Wisconsin, you can do it here. There's no reason to go any farther north. There really isn't. You know, if it's snowmobiling or skiing or, you know, whatever it might be, lake sports, hunting, we have public hunting grounds. So there's lots to do here. I think it's our diversity of terrain. I really do. We have so many lakes in Walworth County. We have hills. We have flatland. It's just diverse. And so it just lends itself to all the different activities.
Does the new White River Park fall within your area of?
It does. It sits kind of north, kind of behind Grand Geneva. Mm-hmm. So it's in the town of Lyons.
The White River itself runs into Lake Geneva.
Yep.
But as it goes out into the area you described.
Yes, and so it's the White River County Park, and they're planning on lots of expansions of it. It's a gorgeous piece of property. The White River runs through it. You could put in your canoe, your kayak, your paddle, you know, paddleboard, I guess. It might be a little dangerous if you fall off that. But kayaking, canoeing, fishing, a beautiful trail system. Really, really, really nice. They have, you know, restrooms there, so perfect.
Ice sailing. Williams Bay used to be known, I think, as the ice sailing capital of the world. It seems to me in 3 years I haven't seen a lot. Is it kind of challenged by where we are with the climate, or are people still out there competing, racing, enjoying it?
They are, and you know, you can catch them during the winter. I never seem to catch them or hear about them after they've already been out. I believe that there's also ice boating on Delavan Lake also. Mm-hmm. Como. So I think anywhere where there's a big frozen piece of water, they're going to take advantage of it. And that would be scary. They'd be go fast, definitely.
Of the 8,000 hats you must have to wear as director of a tourism agency, I imagine one of them might be economic observer. What are the indicators that you look at that say, gee, we're having a good year. Gee, we're having a tough year. Gee, this is kind of what it was like in the 80s, but this is different. What do you use to get a feel for where we're at? How is our economy doing from your vantage point?
From what I can tell, you know, we're having a steady year with, you know, a little bit of an increase. We get lots of reports from different organizations and agencies, and, you know, we report on that to our board of directors, and we definitely keep an eye on what's going on, the trend. And we watch, you know, occupancy rates at the hotels. We look for, you know, sales tax increases. The state will in May release, they hire a firm that calculates tourism expenditures. So we wait for those numbers to come out. They release them on a countywide basis. Well, that's perfect for us. So those are the things that we look at and watch. And some of the things, you know, it's a monthly. Okay, let's look and see how we did last month. And we can watch that, you know, even on a daily basis.
Do you think we'll ever see this airport pick up a little bit with more than just a few? I mean, there were...
You're seeing just a few during the winter. If you come on a Sunday during the summer, we're talking like 30-plus planes will land here during the hours that we're open, that we're aware of. You know, when sunset isn't until 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, there's going to be plenty that are, you know, in the 4 hours after we've gone home that are landing.
I should adjust this for inflation, but when I first took flying lessons, I think in the 1990s, the common expression was, and this was down in Illinois, the $102 hamburger.
I think they call it the $400 burger.
Idea being, or maybe 402, that you go up and you have your $2 hamburger in Wisconsin, but it cost you $400 in fuel. What is that life like for the pilot community? How do they file their flight plans? You're certainly not sitting here with your flags waving them in like the carrier pilot officer. How do you land at an airport with no airport manager, radio, or anything like that?
Well, it's a private airport, and so they... I guess they watch.
Yeah.
They circle. You know, we've had lots of instances where the planes are circling, waiting for the plane in front of them to land. And because it's clear, you know, there's no obstructions, they can definitely see. We do, especially like during the Oshkosh, is it Air Venture?
The Experimental Aviation Association fly-in, the EAA fly-in?
Yes, thank you.
Where all the experimental and historical planes fly in.
We'll get some planes that land here, some really cool-looking, unique planes. And especially if they're going south into Illinois and there's weather that's maybe in southern Illinois, we'll get some guests here that have stopped and are just waiting it out. You know, and our weather's fine, and so we're more than happy to help them and tell them what to do. We get lots of planes that just land, and they're just heading over. They've brought their golf clubs. They're just going over for a brat. I, you know, have had one guest that he comes in from Illinois to get a spotted cow. So,
Scouts Honor, spill the beans. Have you run into celebrities here where you look out the window and say, "Oh my gosh, it's so and so"? Or
we've had big. We could tell if it's a big plane.
They may be so big you're not allowed to say who they are, but
we've had big planes come in, some that stay at the resort, and we never really, they don't come in. so we never really make contact with them, and we kind of stay in the background.
You've never had Harrison Ford land on his way from EAA where he goes every year? And
I wish, but no.
I still keep thinking, as you know, the Belfry Theater, which is gearing up to reopen this summer, according to their signage, is where Harrison Ford started. And I keep thinking, when is that guy going to have the temptation flying with his grandkids or his kids to, when he makes his yearly trek to Oshkosh, to drop into here, wave hi to Kathy, and then drive by the Belfry and say, this is where it all started. Here's where I got my first paycheck.
I think somebody needs to tell him he should do that.
Maybe we'll get this, if this show takes off, maybe you and I can have a regular national show on NPR about tourism in Wisconsin, and he might listen in either Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or Los Angeles.
I definitely think he needs to visit his roots and let his descendants know where he started. Definitely.
Kathleen Seberg, Executive Director, Walworth County Visitors Bureau. Tourism Poobah, Economic Observer. And finally, you have 1 minute, madam. Goddess of Love, what are your recommendations for how to have a romantic, without tipping off husband, romantic weekend in Walworth County on next week on the 13th and 14th.
Oh my gosh, we have a lot to do next weekend. And, you know, we just put out a press release on Valentine's activities, but there's lots of special dinners that, you know, the individual restaurants or resorts are doing. There's wine tastings. There's like the what do they call them? Where you have a glass of wine and you paint a picture it's taught by a professional painter and you get to go home with your masterpiece, and it actually, I've done it once, looks really good considering I'm not a painter. The Wine and Chocolate Obsession at Northleaf Winery, you know, the wineries all have something going on. Baker House in downtown Lake Geneva has a special, you know, Valentine tea on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Corks and Canvas, that's it. There is so much to do. If you think, oh, I don't really know what to do for Valentine's Day, there's no excuse. You know, visit our website, check out our events page, and it's amazing what you can find there.
And folks, Walworth County is not the Australian outback. If you can hear this, you're within a half hour of it.
Yes, we are so close to everything. We're like a half hour from Milwaukee. You know, we're probably 45 minutes, hour to Madison. Rockford is 45 minutes to an hour. Chicago is about an hour, hour and a half. There is no reason for you not to come here. And, you know, the major highways, they run right through us.
Fantastic. Kathy, thank you so much. And you've been listening to Community Matters. This is Jim McClure. Have yourself a great afternoon and enjoy all there is out there and the sunshine and the fun activities. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at WGTD.org, click Talk, and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
Support for WGTD comes from Carthage College, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. More information is available online at carthage.edu/grad.
Support comes from Fine Arts at First, presenting Fifth House Ensemble this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Kenosha at the corner of Sheridan Road and 60th Street. Admission is free. For more information, visit fineartsatfirst.org.
Andrea's, Kenosha's Valentine's store since 1911, featuring the finest chocolates, unique jewelry, fashion accessories, bath and body, and so much more. All beautifully gift-wrapped for your special someone. 657-7732.
24/7 jazz on WGTD HD2. Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more, airing right now on HD2. For more information, go to WGTD.org or dial 564-3030.